Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We now talk Perry LeCompton football. We're joined by, that is, the head coach, Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank. Coach, you got one of the best in 2A last week, Nemaha Central. Thunder win at 46-13. What were just the overall takeaways from that game?
Well, they're as advertised. They're a very good football team, very well coached, got a lot of talent, and we got handled in a lot of phases. And, you know, what I'll take out from that game is, you know, I like that our kids continue to play hard. You know, the score got away from us a little bit, got a little lopsided, and at that point it's easy to lay down and say I'm done. And, you know, it could have got worse, but our kids played hard, continue to play hard, fought adversity, and if we can keep that mentality where we control playing with great effort, you know, that's going to help us moving forward.
There's a lot of buzz, as you mentioned, around that Nemaha Central team. You talk about as good as advertised. You've been coaching for a long time. Where would this Thunder team rank maybe out of all the years that you've coached and seen Nemaha Central? Where does that team rank to you?
Well, they're a very good team, and they've had great tradition up there and have good programs, but I think they're going to be tough to deal with in 2A without having played other people on their schedule. I think, you know, it's hard to make an evaluation or judgment, but they're as good as it's going to come. I mean, they got backs that run hard. They're big up front. They're physical on defense, run to the ball. So I think they're going to have a chance to make some noise and make a big run.
And really, it's the first of a really tough three-game stretch for you. You get Holton up next, which we'll talk about in the next segment. You also have Hayden on the schedule as well. So a very tough stretch coming up. As you assess kind of the first 3 weeks of the year, team right now sitting at 1-2, what is the assessment of the team? How would you kind of rank, not really rank, but, you know, where do you kind of gauge where the team is at right now through 3 weeks?
Yeah, off to a tough start, and it's kind of been one of those things that just week to week, we've just really been hit by the injury bug, kind of a weird year, nothing like I've had in quite a while, and it's part of the game. Everybody goes through it, and you deal with it, and we're not going to make excuses and feel sorry for ourselves. But we continue to plug guys in and have that group step up. And, you know, sometimes how we start the game looks different than how we finish the game or what we're going to play with the next week. But that's just part of the process. And, again, we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to next guy's got to come in and play, and he's got to do his job and do it to the best of his ability. And we're down a couple kids. That's just what it is. And, again, you got to come do the best you can, fit in, and let's go play hard and see where it takes us.
Perry LeCompton off a loss to Nemaha Central. They'll go to Holton this week. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Perry LeCompton, head coach, that is Mike Paramore. It is presented by First State Bank as our locker room chats continue, getting you set for week four of high school football. First of all, Coach, it's hard to believe we're already 3 weeks and coming up on week four, right?
That's amazing. It goes fast, and we tell our kids that all the time. You know, you're going to turn around, all of a sudden the season's going to be half over. So, you know, make sure to take advantage of the opportunity. You do a lot of work to get to that point where you get under those Friday night lights, and, you know, don't let one slip away where you don't give your best effort.
Certainly can't take it for granted. And another tough matchup this week. You go on the road to Holton. This is a Holton team that's coming off a big win over Hiawatha. They're 2-1, their lone loss to Nemaha Central in week one. What's the assessment on the Wildcats? What kind of ball game do you expect this week?
It doesn't get any easier in the Big Seven. You know, Holton, who they are, they continue to, you know, be a pounding run game and play really good defense. Coach Bard up there has been there a long time. Their program's on stable ground. They put out teams every year that are well coached, fundamentally sound, and play hard. So for us, we're going to go in there and just continue to get better in practice, take care of us, and see if we can improve. And on the defensive side, yeah, we need to tackle well. They're going to just keep coming at you. What they do, their offense, they just keep bringing it and keep bringing it. So we got to make sure assignment's sound. We take care of our gaps and be physical and trying to stop the run game. You know, offensively, we got to help ourselves out a little bit more. We got to put a drive together. We got to get some first downs, do some things to take the pressure off the defense, and, you know, see if we can get some excitement by putting some points on the board.
Perry LeCompton at Holton on Friday night, another Big Seven tilt in the league, and we'll have that ball game on the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.net. Mike Paramore, Perry LeCompton, head coach, joining us here again, brought to you by First State Bank. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. I appreciate your time.